You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
The shopping strip in Box Hill is normally teeming with people. But since the outbreak of coronavirus, the shops and streets have been all but deserted, and it's starting to hurt local businesses. Steve Zen's restaurant has taken a massive financial hit.
It has affected us dramatically. Our sales and revenue has dropped over 60%, which is understandable for a business like ours.
He says he's never seen such a decline. He's had to tell some of his casual staff not to come in because he can't afford to keep them on. Richard Shi owns a mixed business, and usually during Chinese New Year celebrations, he's flat out.
I'm losing about 1,000 a day, which is quite substantial for a shop this size, let alone some other larger businesses around the area. So, you know, everyone's doing it really, really hard. Yeah.
They're not alone. Many businesses have either shut their doors temporarily or reduced their opening hours. And they say fear and misinformation has kept their customers away unnecessarily.
Box Hill's never had a confirmed case of coronavirus, but there was, you know, heaps of rumours spread around that, you know, there was, and people were scared. And because of that fear, I think, you know, everyone's trying to stay away.
Labour Shadow Minister for Multicultural Affairs Andrew Giles says more needs to be done to alleviate current anxieties.
We support the decisions the federal government's made to keep Australians safe, but we are concerned that we aren't getting the right messages out to the right people. That's particularly true where communities don't rely on English predominantly or exclusively.
Local federal member Gladys Liu has been visiting areas like Box Hill, which has a large Chinese population. She says they're doing what they can to reassure the community.
I have been communicating with the Chinese community, especially here in Box Hill that we are at today. And also the Prime Minister has been sending regular WeChat messages.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer Dr. Brett Sutton concedes tackling misinformation about the virus has been difficult, but he says people shouldn't be fearful.
We're a world-class setting for diagnosis, isolation and quarantine, and that we've only got 15 confirmed cases in Australia in total. We need to recognise that that's an entirely different situation to that in China.
For business owners like Steve Zen and Richard Shi, they're hopeful the customers will come back sooner rather than later. Alan Lee, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.